With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. stocks plummeted Thursday amid retaliation warnings from around the world after President Trump unveiled his wide-ranging tariff program aimed at boosting U.S. manufacturing. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick tells CNBC he's not worried about stock market drops after the tariff announcement.
The long term or even the medium term, you've got to expect the United States of American markets are going to do extremely well. I understand the reordering of the rest of the world's markets, but they have been taking advantage of the trading policy, the markets policy. All the policies of the United States of America were designed to make you rich and make us poor.
The Dow closed down 1,679 points today. New York Mayor Eric Adams says he'll be running for re-election as an independent.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the federal bribery case against him that was just dismissed has severely damaged his ability to mount a re-election campaign in the city's Democratic primary. In a video, Adams says the criminal case dragged on too long while, quote, false accusations were held over me, end quote. The Democratic primary has attracted several serious opponents, including former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. By running as an independent, Adams will be able to skip directly to the general election in November, but he has struggled to raise money over the past months and was denied access to millions of dollars in public matching funds for his campaign. I'm Donna Water.
Once again on Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,679 points, the NASDAQ dropping 1,050, with the S&P 500 lower by 274. This is SRN News. New abortion numbers from the Public Religion Research Institute.
The poll indicates that 63% of Americans want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. 34% want the procedure to be illegal in all or most cases. 85% of Democrats favor abortion versus just 39% of Republicans. Majorities of most major faith groups also want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. The exceptions are white evangelical Protestants, Hispanic Protestants, and Mormons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers have rejected bills that would have prevented males from competing against females in school sports. Democrats on the State Assembly's Committee on Arts, Entertainment, Sports, and Tourism voted down two proposals by Republican lawmakers after hours of impassioned debate. It would have applied to K-12 and college students. This is SRN News. Creating and sharing deceptive media made with artificial intelligence is now a crime in New Jersey.
Democratic Governor Phil Murphy signed legislation making the creation and dissemination of so-called deceptive deepfake media a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The measure also establishes a basis for lawsuits against perpetrators. New Jersey joins a growing list of states enacting measures taking aim at media created using generative AI. At least 20 states have passed similar legislation that targets such media involving elections. John Scott reporting.
The U.S. Department of Energy said it has identified 16 federal sites, including storied nuclear research laboratories such as Los Alamos, where it could invite tech companies to build data centers. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.